I mean, our defense plays like that, and we're going to be tough to beat. But, yeah, they were the stars of the game for sure.
Seattle had to settle for 3 field goals and finish with just 225 net yards, with Russell Wilson completing 14 of 27 passes. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of my
view. Yes, and that's the second explosion. You can see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway in downtown New York.
Did you hear the explosion from
yes.
your position?
Yes, we did.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. You know, where were you 16 years ago today? At 8:45 on Eastern Standard Time. It's been 5:45 here when that first plane went in. And then again, 16 minutes later, 18 minutes later, when the second plane went in, which would have been like around 6:02 in the morning here at on the West Coast. I remember where I was at. I was in Palm Springs at a conference. Where were you at, Jared? Do you remember?
I was actually at home before I woke up for school, and my mom woke me up and told me that we need to start watching the news because some crazy stuff happened.
And you know what? The thing about it is that I missed the first one. I was getting cleaned up and getting ready to go to the go to this thing, and I just noticed on the TV it looked like destruction of something, and I looked at it and I looked at it again. It was the Pentagon, and at first it doesn't really register on you, but. Right now, we're going to go to the phone because Bad Bob is out at the giant flag right now. Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl. The Patriot Day 2017 ceremony has just started. The Enterprise High School Band playing the national anthem. We will be having Chris McCandless singing Remember 9/11 here shortly. The invocation is about to start with Chaplain Mary Little from the Reading Police Department. Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen will be doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and then, of course, we will have a Patriot Day address from Robert Folden, USAF retired. So there's still time to get up here to the giant American flag, a beautiful sunrise backlighting the flag as it goes up, and the 9/11 observance 16th anniversary in progress right now.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Bob. So everybody, you can head on up to the giant flag up there and see what's going on. There's plenty of parking alongside the road there, and there's seating also. Is that correct, Bob?
That is correct. There's still plenty of parking up here.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks
a lot. And the Enterprise Lions Club is they do have refreshments available, and it's just a good day to come remember.
It is. All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. We have Bob and Brenda there doing the sound, as he always volunteers to do for this at the at this wondrous event. And you know what? It is such a sad event too. And what's caused it? The results of this also was is something that's very very difficult for a lot of people. On this, because on this day, 16 years ago, 19 terrorists carried out the worst terrorist attack in United States history. They hijacked 4 planes and were flown into the Twin Towers, as you just heard, in New York. One went and crashed into the Pentagon, And then one in the Pennsylvania countryside. That one, after the people were listening to it on the radios and on their cell phones as before the plane took off, it was heading for Northern California. When they turned back, they knew what was going to happen. They knew it was going to be an attack. They did not go out like sheep. The passengers in the plane counterattacked the terrorist to try and get the plane back from them. The last words that somebody heard was one man saying, okay, let's roll. The last that this one man heard from his wife, who was an airline attendant, was she was back in the galley filling up pitchers with boiling water, and that she was running to the attack too. Wow. I had not heard that one before, that she was filling up pitchers with boiling water to throw at the terrorist. They did not go softly into the night. They fought. And then that plane itself crashed into the Pennsylvania countryside. Who knows? You know, all the people on that, I believe it was 64 people died in that crash. There were 2,980 innocent people killed that day. I'm not adding the terrorists into this. They're not innocent. The aftermath of that, of course, was a worldwide search in an attack, realizing that Al-Qaeda was behind this. A worldwide search for Osama bin Laden. Afghanistan war started, and it seemed like it ended after the Taliban were pushed out of Afghanistan. The Iraqi war started, Iraqi freedom started. And it, of course, we are no longer in Iraq. But the Middle East, of course, is a mess, a total mess. You know, there's plenty, if you want to try, what the people I blame, of course, are the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all these. 2003, that day, 343 firefighters died. 343 firefighters died. Either fortunately or unfortunately, I went to ground zero soon after that with a group of people. And we saw was these firehouses completely deserted, first of all, because of the damage. But second of all, the whole crew was dead. Both shifts, or, you know, three of the shifts, because people came in on their off time to try and help and were killed that day. As they went into the Twin Towers, climbing the stairs, trying to get people out of there. Think about it. Where other people were running away from this, first responders, firemen, police, all went in there. And when the towers collapsed, six people were found alive. Six. You know, when something like this happens, it's you can't even get your arms around it. Right now, they're reading the names off of the people. They've been reading them off for an hour or so, and they're still going to be reading names off. The plane that crashed into the Pentagon, and it's so funny when people say, "Oh, it wasn't a plane. It wasn't, you know, a conspiracy theorist." When I hear this, I don't even know what to say to people like that. When 145 people at the Pentagon were killed, and 64 in the airliner were killed when that crashed into the Pentagon. It changed our world that instant. At 5:45 Eastern Standard Time, a.m. I'm sorry, 8:45 Pacific Standard Time in New York. Changed our world forever. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thomas P. Holohan.
Herbert Wilson Homer.
Leroy W. Homer, Jr.
Bradley V. Horn.
James P. Hopper.
And my cousin Richard James Stadelberger. Son, husband, father, cousin, friend, Vietnam veteran, and the real-life Atticus Finch. Not a day goes by that our hearts don't hurt. Watch over our first responders and the members of our military, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
It's fall savings time at Reading Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Reading Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Reading Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento offer ends October 31st.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, readingkia.com.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
Winter is approaching, and it's important to know that SST Oil, locally owned and operated, sells and services Toyotomi kerosene heaters and Toyotomi water heaters. They also service and sell parts for your kerosene stoves. Right now, you can get 20% off your maintenance schedule through the end of September. Call SST Oil for an appointment today at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. That's SST Oil for your heating fuel needs.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Courtesy of the red, white, and blue. You know, I love it when there's people out there I know right now are hating that when they hear this song. Not in our audience, of course. Our audience is an educated, your brain audience that knows what's going on, that loves this country. But you know, there's people out there that hate that, Jared. They hate hearing that song about, you know, bringing it down. You know, but our country was attacked as it was in World War II. And, you know, we have this tendency to strike back hard. Gee, I wonder why. Hey, what's the weather look like today? What's it look like for the week, in fact, there, Jared?
We start out a little bit hot, and we get nice and cool, relatively speaking. It's currently 82 degrees right now downtown. The high of 105 today, low of 70. Tomorrow, we have a 30% chance of thunderstorms during the day, and then mostly sunny, a high of 98, a low of 68. On Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 93 and a low of 63 with a slight chance of thunderstorms that night. And on Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 57. And 86 sounds real nice to me.
86, wow. Hey, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business right here in the Shasta County down in Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Chuck and Judy Kinney, great people down there. Hey, never forget, the 16th annual candlelight ceremony will be tonight at the 9/11 Memorial in the city of Shasta Lake. Starts at 6:30, food and drink, 7:30 program. Now, let me tell you about this thing. Is city of Shasta Lake actually has a piece of the Twin Towers there, the steel from the Twin Towers, as part of their monument. So, something to look at. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. You know, they're really, really excited to have friends and neighbors come down to their new branch in downtown Reading, one block south of Jack's Grill, right there on the corner. Tour their second location. I've been in there. It's really nice. And meet the team of professionals. They have a drive-through teller and ATM, extended business hours, safe deposit boxes, all of it. They now have three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties, California Street right here in East Cypress and South Main Street in Red Bluff. So head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank, our new advertisers. Okay, Jared, are you following what's going on with the Irma? Irma?
I heard it's been downgraded to a tropical storm.
It has. But it came up just like they thought, but it dropped its winds. Now the winds are only like 60 miles an hour, sustained with gusts of 90.
Only 60?
Now, yeah, but as the guy says today on the news, he says, yeah, it's kind of like, but he says it's not overwhelming. He's leaning into the wind, right? First of all, he's leaning into the wind. And how this is a great microphone. I don't know. You know how you always hear wind in the microphone? This one had no wind. So I'm not sure how they were doing that because the wind was blowing pretty hard. He says, no, this is like sticking your head out of the window of your car.
Oh, God.
He says, it's like that. It's not the rip off your glasses, tear your clothes, roll you down the beach, as you saw earlier, and some of the other guys that were out there, they just were knocked down. And but what's happening is because of the way the counterclockwise of the hurricane, it takes the water, sucks it out, and then pushes it back in. Key West is flooded now. Now they're down there trying to figure out what's going on in Key West. If you've never been to Key West, Florida, first of all, it's kind of an adventure down there anyway. Ernest Hemingway hung out there at a place called Sloppy Joe's, where he wrote some of his finest works, sitting there at a table in a yellow, you know, a yellow pad of paper, and would write and write and write and write until he wrote enough. And he'd be dropping them on the ground there, on the floor. And he'd pick them up, and he'd go over and he'd get plowed, and he'd go home, which is down the street in Ernest Hemingway's house, which he designed a lot of himself. When you look at it, you see that the walls aren't plumb. Things he's put in weren't exactly right, but he also took the urinal out of Sloppy Joe's, which was marble. They were replacing them. And he took it, and he plugged up the one end of it, and he made a big watering area for his cats. And Ernest Hemingway's cats had five toes. Or if they have five toes, they had six toes. They had an extra toe. Whatever it was, they had an extra toe. The cat had an extra toe. And it was famous there. Because his cats had an extra toe.
I've never heard that story.
Well, yeah, but anyway, it's Key West. And if you've never had a chance to go down there, you need to kind of go down there. It is a totally different lifestyle. Totally different lifestyle down there. And now it's heading its way. Over half of Florida does not have electricity. Think about that. Half of Florida doesn't have electricity. And now Irma is heading north. And it's still going to drop tons of rain, hundreds of inches of rain, you know, when you add them all up, across this whole area there. They're still not letting people back in Miami till tomorrow, trying to keep it under control. Okay, what else? What'd you do this weekend?
I went to the Asphalt Cowboys barbecue.
All right. How was that?
It was good. I had some chicken, and it was very efficient. Got through that line quick. And
well, it always is. You know,
Sheriff Tom Basenko gave us our food. It was a
Tom. Really, yeah. Tom Basenko? Gosh, you never see Tom anywhere. Yeah, right. Was Les Ball with him?
I do not know.
No, he won't. He wasn't, because Les Ball is not an Asphalt Cowboy. But Tom Basenko is. Yeah, as is many other people that we know that are here. So they run you through their fast, thousands of people, but you don't have to wait. Is that right?
Yeah, there must have been 100 cars ahead of us, but we weren't there for longer than 10 or 15 minutes.
Wow.
So
it's like the pancake breakfast.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen next. You know, President Trump and Melania went out to pay their respects for 9/11 at the Pentagon and this. I can't wait to see the negative press on what she's wearing. Was she wearing stiletto heels again? Was his hair combed? It's getting to the point. It's just getting to the point where it's ridiculous. So that when the attacks just continue on and on and on and on, that you just stop listening. Hey, do you watch the news anymore?
No, I don't usually watch news. I usually read news.
Read news?
Yeah,
online.
Yeah, I don't usually turn on any actual network to watch it.
I've kind of gotten almost to that point, and this is I used to be a news junkie. I would watch it. I switch different channels and all this, and now I read it, and I'll read the front pages, and I'll get into it. I'll find out I'm trying to look up facts from places that I don't think have got that don't have a spin on it, like this stuff on 9/11. I go to the history. I go to a history book site or website, and I read it from that. I don't look at it from CNN or Fox or anything like that. I just take it straight from a source that doesn't have a reason to put a spin on it like that. The other thing, though, is how our country pulled together so much after 9/11. You were just a kid. That was what? How old are you now?
I'm 31. I think I was 14.
14,
I guess, or 15,
16 years ago.
15 years old.
15 years old. The country pulled together so much. And then it didn't take long before, we didn't say we should go to war, even though everybody did say they should go to war. Oh, no, I didn't say that I was going to do that, even though they said they were going to do that. Even though that this country had been, lost more people in that one attack than they did at Pearl Harbor by far, it's still our country, again, went into this partisanship that has just gotten worse over the years. It's gotten to the point now that are we ever going to be able to get anything done? You get to a point where you have a group of people in Sacramento representing a large group of people in Southern California that make laws that have nothing to do with the morals or the mores or the of what people want to live up in Northern California, but we're totally ignored on things like that. So, and so you've got this battle going on with, for the state of Jefferson or the lawsuits that are going on right now to try and get representation changed so that people up here in the Northern California area will have something, will be able to say something about their future. At the same time, you've got battles going on in Washington State and Oregon and Colorado. Any place that there is a heavy urban presence in one spot and then the rest of the state is rural, but they don't have the numbers, these battles are going on, and they're going to continue to go on. I would hope that they'd find a way to do this. The Dreamer thing, the DACA, is continuing. And the fact is that what Trump did was he ended an illegal order, and he brought back law to the whole question, and he's given Congress 6 months to come up with an immigration plan. He's not going to throw Dreamers out. He's not going to do that. And you hear things, people were drowned and because they didn't want to seek help because they thought they'd be thrown out. Where does it say that? All these things. The one thing that has to happen, though, is rule of law and the border has to be shut down. That's the whole thing. That is, there's nothing more than that. If you don't have a border, if you don't have rule of law, what do we have? And here's California trying to make our state into a sanctuary city where we're not going to talk or deal with the feds. How can you do that? You can't. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. I think we've got a few guests out here. Carl and the Bot here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 105 today. Now, you're thinking, the weather's going to break. Here it is, September. Well, the weather's not going to go away quick. And when it does, you'll have your 2 days of spring, and then you're going to have winter. I'm sorry, 2 days of fall. Then you're going to have winter. Alliance Heating and Air. Have them come in, check the filters, because you've been running filters during the smoky weather all the time. Make sure the heaters are working. Make sure everything is going right. Alliance Heating and Air. This is the time to do it right now. This is kind of on that cusp. So you get things done, get things finished for the summer, get ready for the winter. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. They are the ones. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning, 82 degrees, going up to 105 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I hear people say, we don't need this war. But I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom? This piece of ground, we didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
No, we have not. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Was that Aaron Tippin? Oh, okay. Anyway, 7:34 in the morning. It's currently 82. It looks like we're going to have a hot day with 105. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. And let's not forget, we're going to keep bringing this back because I think it's just important. Just like when somebody somebody passes away and dies in combat. These people were just at work. Two of the planes were flown in the Twin Towers. Third plane hit the Pentagon. And the fourth plane crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. Almost 3,000, it's a staggering number, folks. Almost 3,000 people were killed during the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which, of course, triggered many of the U.S. initiatives to combat terrorism and define the presidency of George W. Bush. But let's go back into that there were 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist attack, but more so about our American brothers and sisters. And it is a day of sorrow and somber, but it's also a day to remember. And so we just wanted to always remember when we come in for break, we're going to give little more details about where were you on that day. But on a positive note, with us this morning is our good friend Barbara Harrison, who's always in the fight, always trying to take your spirit and your energy to create goodness in our community. And we appreciate and applaud you for that. Let's not forget that while we have the great fortune of living in our North State, the wonderful things that are here. And so you're here to talk about
Riverfront Playhouse is putting on a golf tournament at Riverview Country Club on the 18th. And it's really going to be fun. The weather should be perfect by then, actually cooled up a little bit, so it says on the little sheet that you read ahead on the weather. And I'll take that. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's a shotgun start at 7:30. We have some awesome auction prizes. Thank you, Old West, is donating a rifle and a lot of goodies that go with it. And Claudia Leticia is donating a dinner for 12 in your home.
Fantastic.
So you can bid on
that. Those are always great. That's always great.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's a great thank you. It's a great time to, like, maybe celebrate a birthday or an anniversary.
Exactly.
And also just, how about friendship? And you know that the money is going to go towards the playhouse.
And how about the best food in town? Claudia does an awesome job. She's a great caterer. So that'll be fun. A lot of baskets. A golf trip to Morro Bay. Overnighter, so that's a good one. Just a lot of good prizes.
Well, let's talk about the Riverfront Playhouse and where we are in the building of it. People are kind of they're caught in the middle of where are we and what's happening.
Yeah, and I think that happened a lot too because we made a change. We went from one building site to another, and people got confused. And we tried to get it out there to say, we made a change because it's going to be a better location, mm-hmm. and it's going to be less expensive for us to put the whole thing together. And that was a real plus. So we are, like, you know, this close to getting everything from the bank and to be able to put the shovel in the ground, as they say.
So right now the productions are being held where?
At the old place on Cypress, yeah.
Okay, so they're currently still going on in the old place. That's important, I think, for people because they're like, well, where are they now?
Mm-hmm.
You're there until the new building
renovated,
or what do you call it when it retrofitted?
Fill up the swimming pool, we call that.
There you go. Which is, you know, with the
a swimming pool.
It does, yeah, or it will. It had
right. So the golf tournament, that's Tuesday.
Oh, you mean
isn't
fill it up
Monday.
With cement?
But we thought about putting the seats in there, but nobody was going for it. So
nobody
we
went for that.
So
that.
Next Monday, a week from today.
Right
now, you can buy. You can. Are there still hole where you can sponsor a hole? Or
yes, you can still sponsor a hole if you choose. We're still taking teams, and that will close on Wednesday. If we don't. If you don't get in, you've got to get it in by Wednesday. If
mm-hmm.
So call me, 524-0223, and don't put anything in the mail because it won't get to me in time. So
okay, so again, let's give them the phone number. And how much is a foursome, and how much is somebody just wants to come by themselves and join a foursome?
It's $125 per person and $500 for a team. And our whole sponsors are $100.
Okay, cool. Now, when you have your table sponsors or a foursome, people will say, okay, well, that's great. Now I'm just going to go to, what are the perks with that?
Well, you get lunch, you get balls, and you get all the other things that go with a golf tournament.
Right.
And you get a lot of fun at Riverview. How many people get to play at Riverview?
It's a beautiful place. Yeah. And it's also, let's talk about the raffles.
It's not a raffle.
Right.
It's a silent auction what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's, okay. So now I'm getting a visual. I'm a visual person.
I
have to
see
what happens.
I am too. I understand.
How does it work? What are we doing here? All right. So, and by the way, you've got, Foothill Distributing, Riggs, Custom Imprints, and Redding Rancheria that are your title sponsors.
Exactly.
$100 per hole, $500 for a foursome, $125 a ticket. Give Barbara a call at
524-0223.
And if you can't remember that, let us know. Well, we've got posters here with that phone number.
The number's on the bottom of that poster there. And actually, the entry to get in is on the back of this poster if somebody should come in.
Oh, that's great.
You can make them a copy and they could get it to me or come just let me know.
Well, if you feel like playing on Monday, what time does it start?
7:30.
Oh, good.
Shotgun.
They're doing a lot of the tournaments at Riverview mm-hmm. on Mondays because they're closed on Mondays.
Well, they're actually, Carl, they're opening up other days as well. There's been people that have said, well, I can't do it on Monday, but I want to really have a tournament there. So they've been opening up other days as well, trying to accommodate the public. So
as much as possible.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. And it's working out. I guess they've had some good tournaments through this last 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
So we did a live remote for Haven Humane, and that was nice. And we did a cry for help or a call for help, and we had people drop by checks, and that was great.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Oh, they
could
drop by Riverview and give me a check.
Oh,
I would love it.
Okay, so just remember,
Riverview is a beautiful club, and it's got so many amenities out there anyway for people that just think golf. But they've got a super swimming pool and their tennis courts and all this.
Yep.
And
many great hours on those tennis courts.
That's right.
Believe me, I have.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And I want to talk about the play. We have the first one starting September 16th, and it's called Two on the Isle and Three in a Van. And it's an absolute riot. It is a comedy that will just split your gut wide open. So please try and get your tickets for that.
We have tickets for that.
Good.
We're gonna give away some tickets here for, I believe it's on the 20th.
Okay.
But it's you open on a weekend. We have our tickets on Wednesday, I believe, Wednesday the 20th, hon?
We have tickets.
Yeah, I was just saying, as you came
very
came
pregnant
back in,
pause.
Yeah.
And while I was up there, and Bob said there was no water in the building. But when I drove up, you know, I was a little bit late today because I was trying to gather things at home. But and we had an alarm situation. But two guys are out there in yellow with yellow jackets on. So maybe something happened with the main.
Well, I saw as I drove in this morning, there's water everywhere out there on the other end on the. Where Kobe is.
Okay.
I'll do you one better. When I pulled in, there was an ambulance up here and two cop cars. So I don't know what's going on.
Who knows? Maybe there was something in the mic. Okay, so we have tickets for media night. Wednesday, September 20th. That's Two on the Isle, Three in a Van by Mary Lynn Dobson. Of course, you can go see the old Riverfront Playhouse, original place that it still is. So if you're
on Cypress.
Cypress. Where am I going? Where am I going?
Down by Jones Fort.
So we've got tickets for four here. And again, that's media night, which is a really fun night.
Yes.
Specifically for the media. They give us tickets to promote this every time they do a show. And gosh darn it, we really want you guys to go and fill the seats. That's September 20th, Wednesday. And 7:30. So give us a call, 605-4567 to go see a play.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay.
Perfect.
Barbara Harrison, what else you got going here?
That's about it for
By the way,
morning.
We'd like to do, even though that we didn't know him really personally, Doug Carney,
mm-hmm.
and he passed away at such an early age, the man, was a sheriff's deputy, I believe, or a policeman.
He was a detective.
Detective. But he was the guy that headed up Cool April Nights for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years. And, gosh, I think he was under 60, wasn't he?
57.
57 years old. Wow.
I'm going to cry.
I know.
No, it's
But, you know, they did a memorial ride for him and all that. But we just like to also share, our prayers out to the families and condolences.
Family and friends and all those.
Yeah.
And, of course, at Cool April Nights, it's like a family. It works so hard all year long. And, gosh, what do you do when somebody
just taking it over? Has anybody stepped up yet? Or
we're working on it.
You're working on it? Okay. It's the, and you know, it's one of the premier events of Reading.
Mm-hmm, it is.
It brings in so many people.
Yeah.
And it's such a great, great evening. And last year we were able to partner up with Riggs Media when he was televising this thing throughout the United States over the line, and we were able to help announce that. That was just fantastic.
Linda almost got herself in trouble that night, but that's okay.
That's right. I was told not to let them. I wanted
not
them
to egg them on.
I wanted to egg them on, but yeah. I thought that's what they were there for. But no,
hey, I thought you were there to spin your tires.
Well,
No burnout.
But anyway, so this year will be cool, calm, and collected. This is a cool April night.
Very many happy cops with you last year.
Okay.
We were waving.
I wasn't spanked, though. I was waiting for my
Oh, they wanted to, believe me.
Okay. All right. So anyway, let's
We're going to take a break now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Barbara Harrison, thank you so much. And
thank you for having me.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Black Bear Diners. That's right. Top off the night with a big, juicy burger after you go watch the Friday night football game. Or start your day with a huge stack of pancakes and eggs. That's right. Black Bear Diner. They're on Cypress and Hilltop, just off of I-5. Feed your inner bear. We'll be right back.
Sean, Joseph Ross Marshbanks Jr., Laura A. Marchese, Hilda Marson, Peter Edward Markidian, Edward Joseph Mordovich, Charles Joseph Margiotta, Louis Neil Mariani, Kenneth Joseph Marino, Lester V. Marino, Vita Marino, Kevin D. Marlowe, Jose Juan Marrero, John Daniel Marshall, Shelley A. Marshall, James Martello, Michael A. Marty, Karen N. Martin, Peter C. Martin, Teresa M. Martin, William J. Martin Jr., Brian E. Martineau, Betsy Martinez, Edward J. Martinez, Jose Angel Martinez Jr., Robert Gabriel Martinez, Waleska Martinez, Lizzie D. Martinez Calderon, Paul Richard Martini, Anne Marie Martino Kramer, Joseph A. Mascali, Bernard Mascarenas.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar, 275-5600, or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
With on-site and patrol officers covering Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, North State Security works diligently to protect clients and their businesses from civil liabilities and criminal activity. With well-trained, highly visible officers and proactive mindsets toward assessing and engaging suspicious and sometimes dangerous situations, North State has been your ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew dinner and auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
As it slammed into the...
On September 11th, 2001 at 8:45 a.m. on a clear Tuesday morning, an American Airlines Boeing 767 loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. The impact left a gaping burning hole near the 80th floor of the 110-story skyscraper, instantly killing hundreds of people and trapping hundreds more in higher floors. As the evacuation of the tower and its twin got underway, television cameras broadcasted live images of what initially appeared to be a freak accident. Then, 18 minutes after the first plane hit, a second Boeing 767 United Airlines Flight 175 appeared out of the sky, turned sharply toward the World Trade Center, and sliced into the South Tower near the 60th floor. The collision caused a massive explosion that showered burning debris over surrounding buildings and onto the streets below. It immediately became clear that America was under attack. September 11th, 2001 was the deadliest day in history for New York City firefighters. Remember, 343 were killed. Where were you on 9/11? We'd like to hear your stories. We do have guests coming in at the 8 o'clock hour, but in the next 10 minutes, if you'd like to say something about somebody or remember somebody or talk about it, we'd love to take your calls here at 605-4567.
There was one who was had security for one of the major brokerage companies, a retired military guy, and he had made his plans and if something happened and all this. Well, that day that it happened when the plane hit, he ordered all of his people down from the towers, and they, his, the people in the company, you know, others were telling him, no, just stay there. He ordered every one of his people out, and they all evacuated, going down the stairs. They were, because the elevators weren't working, they were helping to carry people down. He got everybody out of the offices, something like over 1,000 people, you know, that evacuated from these two or three floors that they were on. And then the last time he was seen, he was heading back up and going back to make sure that nobody else was left up there, and he was killed when the tower collapsed.
Now,
another hero,
hero.
That, just another hero like that. But can you imagine the firefighters carrying all that gear, and they, what were they doing? They were heading straight up into the inferno to try and rescue people when, of course, the towers collapsed.
And many of you probably still wonder today, what was the World Trade Center? The World Trade Center was a 16-acre, now think about this, 16-acre commercial complex in Lower Manhattan that contained seven buildings, a large plaza, an underground shopping mall that connected six of the buildings. The centerpieces of the complex were the Twin Towers. Then on September 11th, 2001, the entire complex was destroyed in this terrorist attack that had come to be referred as 9/11.
You know, on the side, too, when you saw, if you remember the videos of this, and if you were 15 or 14 or 12, you need to go back and look at this. Because when those towers collapsed, the amount of heat they generated, when I was there, there were sides of buildings where the buildings, you know, where one side met the other side of the same building. It was gone. That part was gone. Signs, metal signs melted, so it looked like almost like a dolly type painting where the S's would be, you know, would kind of like drip down in a stretch, and the, you know, on the metal signs, or they were just puddles then, or one side of the building's gone,
the other side of the building's there, just from the force and the heat that it generated when it came through there. Extremely vivid details or recollections of what I saw down there. The continued smoke coming from the area. The people wearing, you know, their mask when they were walking through there because of the smell. It's the people of New York still, walking around still in shock. You know, this was within 10 days after it was over. But still, they were in shock. They were walking around. They picked it back up, and they were still going.
Well, our country was in shock. Our country was in shock.
To see the Twin Towers. How many times have you seen movies over the last
couple
days?
Well, the Twin Towers were the tallest buildings in New York City at 110 stories each, and provided nearly 10 million square feet of office space for approximately 35,000 people and 430 companies. For a brief period upon their completion in 73, they were the tallest buildings in the world. They attracted roughly 70,000 commuters and tourists daily. The towers were massive, 1,730 feet with a large antenna, and the South Tower stood 1,362 feet high. 45 miles or more from the top of the towers, you could see in every direction, far enough to see all five New York City boroughs, New Jersey, Connecticut. Each weighed more than 250,000 tons and contained 99 elevators and 21,800 windows. Each floor was an acre in size, and there was enough concrete in the towers to build a 5-foot-wide sidewalk from New York City to Washington, D.C.
It was.
Does that blow your mind?
It just does. It's difficult to picture, unless you were there afterwards. You know, and I wasn't. I can't remember being there when they were still up. I mean, you were.
I was.
You
on the
were.
Top.
You were in the top of.
In the 80s, I went to New York City for about 3 days, and one of the things I did was take an elevator up, which was spooky in itself, and then to stand on top of the World Towers, which swayed.
Oh, yeah, they swayed in the wind.
It was just, I felt like I had to hold on. It was a weird sensation. But I could say I was there. I was on top of the World Trade Center, and I saw it. Boy, I'll tell you what, when we visit the pictures and people jumping, I'm either going to fry, you know, like it's so hot,
or
I'm
going to
soar. And that just makes me feel, I've been sad anyway. I remember with 9/11, I would be at a store for, I think, a month afterwards. And I was in L.A. did a trip to L.A. And this is when everybody had their flags flying. Their flags were out of their cars. They had the little flags that you stuck on their antennas. Flags were everywhere. And, how soon we forget, or have you forgotten, or is it just like get on with things and let's remember? But for me, there's another sadness. Although it's not a terrorist attack, it's the people who've lost their homes in Houston, what's happening with the fires and the people. Let's not forget all those homes, the fire, and that was set by a person.
Over 20,000.
That's like a terrorist attack to me when somebody sets a fire in 78 homes and almost 20,000 acres.
Over 20,000 acres today.
In Helena, and just set by somebody. And it makes me feel so sad when you see death and destruction. And then, of course, Mother Nature takes its course and what's happened down in Florida and so. But this was purely an act of evil. This is evil. I think evil, I'm not sure how you are all feeling lately, but I think there evil is something that's showing its ugly belly in our world right now. And we've got to figure out what we're going to do in order to keep our light burning. It's there. It's so there right now.
You know, the thing about it is that we moved on. We're not going to get past. We should never not remember it, but we need to move on and build from that and build a better life for our kids and our grandkids. So that Jared, who was 15, 16 years ago, has a better world now, does he? And that's the question. Does he have a better world now than he did before that? And that is what we need to dedicate our lives to, is building a better world. Get past this, you know, this little pointing fingers at each other and, oh, you're this and, oh, no, you're that. You know, I'm so tired of it. I'm tired of hearing it at the dinner table. I'm tired of hearing it, you know, around things. Is why don't we just talk about what we can do as a nation and as a people and as friends to move forward in a positive sense? Why can't we do that? And we can, and that's the thing. Hey, we're going to take a break here for the news and come back with Shasta College here today on 9/11. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro. You know, it's a quick drive down to Palo Cedro, and people are always going around in that different direction anyway. So why don't you go down there and try the great food and service that Susan provides at the Palo Cedro. The gathering place at Palo Cedro is a Cedar Tree Restaurant. Head on down there for that. Give it a try. You're going to really like the food, and the prices are just outstanding. What a great, great place for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
With townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 9/11 survivors, victims, relatives, rescuers, and others have gathered at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to mark the 16th anniversary of the terrorist attacks that changed the country. During a ceremony this morning at the Pentagon, President Trump honored the families of all those who were killed.
Today, our entire nation grieves with you and with every family of those 2,977 innocent souls who were murdered by terrorists 16 years ago.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the 9/11 attackers had America all wrong.
Maniacs disguised in false religious garb thought by hurtiness they could scare us that day. But we Americans are not made of cotton candy. We are not seaweed drifting in the current. We are not intimidated by our enemies. And, Mr. President, your military does not scare.
Today's remembrances come even as the U.S. contends with the recent destruction caused by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. People are being rescued from flooded homes this morning south of Jacksonville, Florida, as Tropical Storm Irma now pounds the state with rain and wind. Broward County Mayor Barbara Sharif says she took a tour of the roads.
They are unsafe. Lots of trees down, lots of blockages. We urge you to stay in place for right now.
What is now Tropical Storm Irma is drenching the Georgia coast. Forecasters say the flooding remains a serious threat. Downtown Savannah, Georgia, was getting soaked this morning with winds just strong enough to rustle treetops and shake small branches onto the roads. Cuban state news say 10 people died across the island as it was being battered by then Hurricane Irma. Most of them perished in Havana. That's where chest-deep seawater pushed several blocks into densely populated neighborhoods. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 200 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Can you afford to lose 60% or more of your IRA or 401k? Are you prepared to work every day for the rest of your life just to make ends meet? If not, it's time you protected your IRA or 401k from the next market crash and a looming dollar collapse. In 2008, millions of Americans watched helplessly while 60% or more of their IRAs and 401ks vanished in the blink of an eye. And now, many government insiders and top investors have been warning that another market collapse, possibly greater than 2008, is coming soon. Now's the time to protect your hard-earned savings and safeguard your financial future. Call Goldco Precious Metals, the nation's number one gold IRA provider, and learn how to protect your IRA or 401k using precious metals like gold and silver. For a limited time, Goldco is offering a free, no-obligation guide to starting a gold and silver IRA. Go to goldcoradio.com. That's G-O-L-D-C-O radio.com. goldcoradio.com.
Apple is expected to sell its fanciest iPhone yet starting this week for a price tag that's the most expensive yet at $1,000. Correspondent Michael Leitke says it is expected to have a few changes.
Various leaks have already come out indicating that this new phone is going to have a special screen called OLED, much sharper than previous iPhones. But they're getting rid of a lot of the bezels around the phone so they can devote more space to the screen because everyone's liking bigger and bigger screens. Also, it's going to have some kind of facial recognition technology, and that's presumed that it's going to be used to unlock the phone because the physical home button gone.
correspondent Michael Leitke. World stock markets rallied and the dollar strengthened today after Hurricane Irma weekend in North Korea marked a weekend holiday celebration while refraining from launching any more missiles or any new news on its nuclear weapons program that eased geopolitical tensions. More from townhall.com. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is not giving up on his campaign to prevent Britain from leaving the European Union despite the Brexit vote.
The outspoken Brexit opponent says reducing immigration from EU countries into Britain will satisfy many who voted in favour of Brexit in the June 2016 referendum. Blair admits his government okayed the open door policy that brought many Eastern Europeans to Britain after their countries joined the EU in 2004. He says times and economic conditions have changed, making it mandatory for stiff new controls to be put in place. Blair's intervention comes as Parliament prepares to vote on a Brexit bill that will eventually convert large swaths of EU law into British law once Brexit is finalised. Sarah Shackley, London.
Though damage from Irma is extensive, property insurers are breathing a big sigh of relief with the storm nowhere near as catastrophic as many had feared. Shares of some insurance companies soaring today as a result. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 9/11. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, hon. Weather today?
Good morning, everybody. And could you just give me just a little bit more volume? Well, you know what? No, that's all right, because we're sharing. We've got a house full of incredibly talented people here, so you know how that is. The room gets very full with all that great energy, that talent and that energy. Currently 82 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, it looks like our temperatures will be around 105 degrees with our lows of around 70. Tomorrow calls for, hey, chance of thunderstorms, 98, lows 68. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 93. And Thursday calls for a high of around 86. Friday around 88. Saturday calls for 90. And Sunday around 92. So we have some beautiful weather ahead of us. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying amid easing concerns surrounding the damage from Hurricane Irma. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 209 points at 22,006. The S&P 500 is up 20 points at 2,482. And the Nasdaq Composite advancing 58 points at 6,419. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, AT&T up 6 pennies at $35.67 per share. Teva Pharmaceuticals up $3.22, trading at $18.73. General Electric down a penny at $23.81. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares up 57 cents, trading at $34.71. Cornerstone Community Bank is flat and trading at $15.75. Bank of Commerce up 20 cents at $10.20 per share. Treasuries are retreating this morning. The benchmark 10-year Treasury note is down 16 32nds to yield 2.11%. And over to commodities, gold is up 70 cents an ounce at $13.48, silver off 9 cents at $18.04 per ounce, and crude oil positive 27 cents, trading at $47 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Susan, of course, is an expert in the financial world and investment world. If you've got questions, drop by her offices on Park Marina Drive at Wells Fargo Advisors. Great information she has. And if you need to just sit down and talk with her and find out what really is going on in the world of finance. And, of course, we have Rally Sally. Rally Sally, what's happening tonight?
Good morning. Well, we, too, are going to memorialize all of the first responders. On September 11th, now we're calling it Patriots Day. So it's for everybody, not only our military men and women who protect our country, but also, you know, our firefighters that have been very busy this summer, as well as all of the people down in Texas and now in Florida helping with the tornadoes and the hurricanes. So we are also going to think and remember about 9/11 at our meeting tonight. And we're also going to be talking about what happened last Friday down in Sacramento with our hearing. So if people are interested in finding out where we go from here, the judge gave us a green light to bring our case back, and we are going to be working on that. So that's what we're doing tonight at 6 o'clock. Bocelli Lane, 3276, and the Jefferson Committee meets at 5:30. So come on out and get involved. The 51st state is happening.
Okay, Sally, thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
evening.
Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town that has it all. State jewelry, they can build it, they can repair it, they can get jewels from all over the world. That's who they are. At Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now.
Very excited about this moment because we love theater. And Greg Thorson is here. We have the Shasta College faculty and some of the students, but Greg is the head of the theater faculty. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And also in the room is Chloe Freeland, Jacob McDuffie, and Chelsea Bailey. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And Chelsea is one of the ones that's on the microphone today, of course.
Good morning. We'll start with the we'll get to the some of the other students, but let's talk about what's happening in the theater at Shasta College.
Well, great. Thanks for having us on. Right now we're working on Arthur Miller's The Crucible. That's our fall production. It'll open October 13th and run through the 22nd. And you can check tickets out on our website, chestcollege.edu/theater. We're just wrapping up. We wrapped up doing Sweeney Todd this summer, which was a really challenging project and went off really well. So
I heard it was great.
Yep. It was very interesting.
Dark.
It's dark, although I think that actually we didn't use any blood in it, which I think played to the story.
And so interesting.
I think that the story could have been lost if it was more over the top and gruesome. And those elements are there, of course, in that play, but really brought out some of the other themes, which are, you know, it's a classic. There's a lot to it.
And there's comedy in the dark comedy.
There's some comedy there, yeah. Right. At the end of the first act, they sing about the people that they're turning into meat pies.
Right, and Angela.
It should be kind of like Angela Lansbury was the original.
She was the what, Tony for that, didn't she?
Yeah, she originated the role of Mrs. Right. Lovett, yeah.
So that's a great thing to follow. Now, when you pick out scripts, are you the guy that goes, okay, now this year, this season, we're going to do this particular work?
Yeah, I make all those choices. With the musical, I consult with Dr. Waterbury. But for the most part, I make those choices. I consult with my technical staff to make sure they're doable. But, yeah, season selection's something I've worked a bit with. I was on the season selection committee for the Colorado Shakespeare Festival. So it's about finding good balance, you know, between drama. I try and do a drama and a comedy each year.
So. And so were you always a fan of Arthur Miller, or was this a play that you were ever involved in? And this is a very heady piece
yeah,
of work.
Well, I think really, you know, all Arthur Miller is challenging work. And when we talk about the great American dramatists, I mean, he's right there at the top of the list. I got really interested in Arthur Miller when I was in high school. I was in a production of All My Sons, which is a great play of Arthur Miller's, and I wrote my senior paper on his work. So in some ways, The Crucible and Arthur Miller are things that I was initially very into when I started being into theater and now kind of coming back to years later. So
and
that's
how wonderful
exciting.
To be able to guide your students and teach your students from all your knowledge because, well, you said that you got your doctorate in Colorado, but then you went to New York after that. So it's really great. I mean, Carl would say boots on the ground, but, you know, it's kind of the same thing. You're in the real, it's either London or it's New York, where you really get into the smack hard part of the hardcore theater.
Yeah, I think that those that aspect of I was directing off Broadway, And I was working in the box office for Roundabout Theater Company. And I was young. I was just fresh out of college and really experiencing it, seeing a lot of stuff. And that professional idea, I mean, that is something I definitely want to model in the classroom. And I think that that is important. I think Chester College does that in a lot of venues, and theater should be one of those as well. And, you know, perhaps when we think of modeling, like, professional world in an automotive setting or a agricultural setting, but we also do that in theater, too.
Love that.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Why don't we break this because we get to...
When we come back, we have some students here, some wonderful actors, an actor and actress as well. I mean, I probably still call them actresses, but it's always, I'm an actor. Okay.
We're here with Greg Thorson, who heads up the theater faculty out there at Shasta College, of course, and Chloe Freeland and Jacob McDuffie and Chelsea Bailey. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's been in the business for, gosh, 25 years. You're not going to find a better place to get your windshield repaired, whether it's a little chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Did I almost say 2.5 yards? No, 2.5 feet in length there. It's going to be repaired the proper way. He's not going to waste your time. Can't do it. He'll just tell you that. It's Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business. He's honest. He gives great, great value for what he does there. 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call. 241-8373. And remember, the 16th annual candlelight ceremony tonight at the 9/11 Memorial in the city of Shasta Lake. It starts at 6:30. We'll be right back.
Salvatore T. Papasso.
James Nicholas Papa George.
Mary Papalardo.
Vinod Kumar Parakat.
Vijay Ashankar Paramsothi.
Nitin Ramesh Parankar.
And my beloved brother, Moises N. Rivas. Moises, I can't believe it. It's 16 years without you. But you're not alone up there anymore. Our mom is with you now. Take care of her. I love you and miss you every day. You're my brother. You're my hero, bro.
And my uncle, Donnie Robertson Jr., number 26 on the field, and number one in both our hearts and time spent in the penalty box. We love you. We miss you.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X-Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions. Ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget? Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We are
We're members because we believe in Turtle Bay. We love coming here with the kids. We like bringing our relatives from out of town. Where else do you get to go where you can walk in and hold a little nectar cup and have birds land on you? That's one of our favorite things about Turtle Bay, is that there's always hands-on activities for the kids to participate in, and we look forward to when they're old enough to be able to become volunteers and spend even more time at Turtle Bay. It's just a really neat hands-on experience.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. It's 9-11. I trust everybody remembers where they were 16 years ago. Tonight at 9/11 Memorial in the city of Shasta Lake, they're going to have their 16th annual candlelight ceremony. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, the place to go if you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care. That's right, Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. Keep your loved ones where they're the happiest, at their home. Okay, we're here with Greg Thorson. He heads up the theater faculty at Shasta College, and we're talking right now to Chelsea Bailey. Chelsea, how'd you get into this?
Oh, theater or Shasta College theater? Because those are two very different stories.
Well, how'd you get into theater?
Well, my grandmother was always very encouraging of my artistic ways. I mean, there was one time I faked sick, and she took me over to her house and let me dance to Stomp in her living room, and then my mom caught me. But I've always been a performer, so it's one of those things where you just, once you decide that that's something that you love, you find any avenue in which to pursue it at any cost, really.
So bring us to your Shasta College experiences. Now, at the break, we were hearing you've been in several productions.
Yeah. It started with Legally Blonde, the musical. I believe that was around 2012, and that was just a show that I loved, and auditions came up, and so I auditioned and got Elle, and then it just kind of snowballed, and so from there I did Don Giovanni, Voice of the Prairies, Chicago, Sweeney Todd, and now Crucible.
All right. So do you think that you're going to pursue theater on a professional basis when you get your degree? And you, right now, you told us that you're in a world, you're doing finance, but you're back in college again to get your degree.
Yeah. Well, I would love to pursue it professionally, and it's something that I'm looking into. But it's also kind of fun to stick with local theater. So there's so many different ways to do performances that if I don't ever make money at it, that's fine, because I'm still doing what I love. And I'm still sharing it with my community and my hometown, which is almost sweeter than, you know, necessarily going to New York.
I think that's healthy, because even for many of us who've gone on to try to make it in the big city, if you will, we come back and we share that love and that experience, and we want to see the community we love flourish.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really sweet where you're coming from with your thoughts on that in the first place.
Yeah.
I tell you what, let's just bring Jacob in. Jacob McDuffie. We're just going to slide out of here because we are limited.
Wonderful.
Now and then on how many people we can roll in here at one time, and we get to six or seven, and we're kind of reaching our limits here. Jacob McDuffie, tell us about Jacob.
Well, my story in theater actually is quite new. I found theater my junior year in high school. I went to Shasta High School, and it was kind of like, you know, I think this will be fun. Let me try this. And I absolutely fell in love with it. And so when I graduated high school, I had this decision, I had this thought that I'm sure everyone does, and that is, well, what do I want to do now? And I really credit Shasta College to helping me decide and teaching me and helping me guide my life towards theater. And so when I started classes with Dr. Thorson and, you know, started learning all these great skills about theater and just digging into the anthology of theater and the history of it and where it started, and it was fascinating.
Do you ever have to say, does he ever have you do pretend you're a dog?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Will it, Doctor?
It might now, yeah.
Oh,
it might
now. Gosh, thanks.
I just thought I'd just start
that's,
it. Yeah.
That's my next lesson plan.
I mean, it's the, I know Linda's has gone through all the, you know, the classes there, and she was, you know, movies and TV and all this. For a guy like this, and just.
The thrill of what it is, the intensity of the thrill, when you hit the stage, am I going to hit my mark, remember my lines? Or is there as much a thrill for you to work the box office, work the scrim, work the lights, and have you done that yet?
You know, yes, I have done both, and they're both equally fascinating to me. I've been on the stage plenty of times in various productions around town, most recently Sweeney Todd. And then I also have helped backstage in many cases with Shasta High School's musicals and productions, running ropes, helping with lights, and it all fascinates me on the same level, everything about theater.
Do you see yourself one day directing?
Quite possibly, yeah. I would love, you know, of course, to be on stage and be a performer, but I would love to direct as well.
Okay. Hey, look what we have. And speaking of people that run the stage or the background of everything to make sure it works, we have Chloe Freeland. Come here, Chloe.
Who's stage managing?
Hi.
Hi.
What exactly does a stage manager do?
Everything.
Everything.
A lot.
You know, you are the heart of the whole thing then, right?
Do you get the water, too, for the thirsty actors?
If I like them.
Do you hate to use the word talent?
Yes. Because it has a lot to do with hard work.
Yeah, there you go. You know, okay, tell us, when you're preparing for a stage play, what are just some of the things you do?
It's a lot of organization and making sure everyone and everything is in its place.
Okay. So, I mean, you've got to make sure that they're hitting their spots. Now, the director's having a remote in all this, but you are providing the nuts and bolts for them to do their work.
Yes. I am the branch between the director and the actors.
Okay. And when did you start this?
I've actually been on stage a few times and been backstage a few times, but I was dramaturg for The Foreigner this last spring, so backstage is fairly new for me.
How long is it, and this would be a question for all of you, when you get a script and you do auditions, how long is it before you're off book? That's always hard for me. It freaks me out.
It depends on how long you have to put the production together. I've been in productions where we have 3 months, so you have, you know, a month and a half to be off book. I think for Sweeney Todd it was 3 to 4 weeks, because we put that show together in just about 6 weeks, just over 5 weeks, about 5 weeks.
And so do you guys get to sit in on all the auditions?
I was organizing more in the lobby and sending people in for auditions and stuff like that, so I didn't really get to see them as much.
How many people turned out for The Crucible?
So many
people, actors, local. I'd love to hear that. I know for Cascade Christmas, she said, oh, my gosh, you cannot believe how much new talent has fallen off the trees. Like, where have you been? So that's exciting.
Well, how many, when you say, okay, so can anybody try out for plays at Shasta, Doctor?
Yeah, Shasta College welcomes community participation and people from the community to act, and we've had a number of great performers in our shows. You know, we're also college-focused as well, so it's about, casting's kind of about getting a blend of people who fit the role and are good for it, but also of maintaining what the needs of the students are and their growth and their development.
You know, it sounds like we've got a pretty healthy department here. I know Chicago went. I mean, that was just a barn burner.
And then you came in after that, right? After
I'm starting my third year. It's been great to work with these guys, and some of them, like Chloe, I've been working with for a couple of years. And so to watch the talent pool and develop, and in a way, I think that, you know, what you said about auditions at Cascade Christmas, that makes me really excited, because I know that a lot of the training hopefully comes from Shasta College.
Yes.
And
it's
great to be a part of the community.
There's a lot of talent around here, and you go there and you see different things, you know, from especially at Shasta College, but also that last one,
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
But I think that one, what we're trying to encourage here is, like, again, when you do your open calls, to have people in the community, and if it's never too late to go back to school, right? So you have people of all ages. But the thing is that it, once you're part of the a production, it becomes your little family, your forever friends. Because, man, when you have a malfunction, a wardrobe malfunction, you skip a line, that person that's with you has to have your back. And it becomes so much more than words can even describe. Is that correct, Doctor?
I agree. I think that they're all memorable experiences. You know, one that pops into my mind is that Donnie Chamberlain was in our production of To Kill a Mockingbird last fall, and I think it was the second play she was in, and she was sort of conquering a fear or something like that to her extent. She played a character who was very different than her, had some racist viewpoints and things like that. So it was a stretch, but I think that it takes a lot of time and work, but it was exciting for her to go through that. And yeah, the camaraderie, the way that the groups come together, it's always so exciting to see.
We're here with Dr. Greg Thorson, who heads up the theater faculty over at Shasta College. It's just, you know, when they have an open call, they mean open call. It's for everybody. And then we're talking right now to Chloe Freeland, who is their stage director, stage managers. Then we had Chelsea Bailey, who is one of the leads of their plays, and we've seen Chelsea many times. And Jacob McDuffie, who is the acting bud. Bit him as a junior in over at Shasta High School, and now he's like to do this professionally. So thank you so much for being with us today.
What a great
today.
Training ground. Well, yeah. We feel very blessed. And Dr. Waterbury will be here next.
Great.
That's
it's
right.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, no, hey, this, you know what? We are more than happy to encourage you. When y'all have the next play, we want you to roll through here again. We can talk about it. Yeah.
And it starts October?
October 13th, runs through the 22nd.
And that's a pretty, you know, it's going to be a pretty intense play. It's going to be pretty, you know what,
wonderful.
Something to get there. Hey, are you tired of people breaking into your businesses or your homes or your cars? Are you? I am. So what do? You call North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Over 100 security officers. They have more patrols on the road in the day, during the day and the evening than the Reading Police Department does. And they interface with them. They have clients from Orville to Eureka, the largest security company north of Sacramento. That's North State Security. They can do the job for you. Their people are well-trained, they're well-equipped, and they're there to help. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Matthew Rogan.
Jean Destrohan Rozier.
Carly Rogers.
Scott William Roner.
Keith Michael Roma.
Joseph M. Romanova.
Efrain Romero Sr.
Elvin Romero.
James A. Romito.
Sean Paul Rooney.
Eric Thomas Ropito.
Aida Rosario.
Angela Rosario.
Mark H. Rosen.
Brooke David Rosenbaum.
Linda Rosenbaum.
Cheryl Lynn Rosenbaum.
Lloyd Daniel Rosenberg.
Mark Lewis Rosenberg.
Andrew Ira Rosenblum.
Joshua M. Rosenblum.
Joshua Allen Rosenthal.
Richard David Rosenthal.
Philip Merton Rosenswag.
Daniel Rossetti.
Richard Barry Ross.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
To paint Mart for service and quality. The value is right to show. Paint Mart is always here for you.
We've studied the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinning, in-stock and special-order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint Smart with Benjamin Moore Paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart. Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot here on 9/11, 16 years ago. The terrorist act was foisted upon the United States. More people died in that attack than at Pearl Harbor, largest terrorist attack.
Almost 3,000, 2,996 people, and 343 of them, maybe 248 were firefighters.
You had it right, 343. Were firefighters that were killed that day. So we're just, they had, of course, the ceremony out at the Giant Flag. This portion of the show brought to you by a veteran-owned business on Cypress Square Barbershop. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. No, I mean that. I've been all over the world. And this is the best place. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens.
Well, good morning, everybody, again at the 8:30 hour of our show here on Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott. I want to give you an update of the weather. 85 degrees are today. Our highs will be 105 with our lows of around 70. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow with our highs of 98, partly cloudy tomorrow night with our lows of 68. Wednesday calls for high of 93 with our temperatures around 63. Thursday calls for a high near 86, mostly clear with a low of around 57. And it's as we progress to the weekend, we're about 90 and 92. Clear weather ahead of us this week, besides that one day of thunderstorms. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business as well. Very excited today with a special, special woman who I've followed also at Shasta College, and Dr. Waterbury. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Happy to be here.
Hello. You're the music lady. You're the incredible instructor that it's like in charge of the musicals.
That's true. I'm the music director for the musicals, and I do a lot of the vocal training. I'm sort of like Julie Andrews and Mary Poppins all rolled in one.
Well, let's talk about your department. We were talking at the break, and I've had the great, the great pleasure of knowing you and seeing the works out there, and it's just incredible. How long have you been now with Shasta College?
Woo! 19 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. That's great.
And we found out, for those people who are listening, we have a lot of people who are driving. Kids are maybe in high school, like with Jacob, you know, where maybe the kids are deciding what they're going to do in their next year or this summer coming up. Before you know it, it'll be summer again. Let's talk about a little bit about your history and what brings you to Reading.
Okay, well, I am a music instructor working in San Francisco and overseas, and my husband and I are both involved in classical singing, and I went to UCSB, and a job came open at a place called Shasta College in Reading. And so I asked my friends, where's that? And I said, I don't know. It sounds like somewhere in Southern California.
It's the epicenter of culture.
That's it.
Northern California. Any place north of Los Angeles, the epicenter is here.
I think so, Carl. I really do.
I do. And I can say that. Jacob's going, what? Jacob, you ever been out of the state?
Yeah.
Okay, you've been out of this country?
Yeah. Not the country.
Oh, well, then you've just got to take my word for it. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
So Santa Barbara, Reading.
I know, yeah.
And your husband said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, he did.
Because he's
Santa
in music,
Barbara.
Too.
He is, yeah.
I play polo in Santa Barbara.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful there, yeah.
And so 19 years, you've had a chance to really be part of structuring that is for any artistic person to be part of structuring something. Isn't that the best?
I love it. I love building the program. We're at the point now where we have, if you come to Shasta College, you're going to have a chance to get a very good music education at a very affordable fee that can take you anywhere. And we can help you get ready. We can hone your skills to the point where you can get a scholarship. A lot of our students from our area need scholarships. It's not just a basic education we're giving them. We're trying to give them that edge. So we've developed some programs to help give them that edge.
That's extremely interesting. That's the first time I've heard heard an instructor coming in like this saying, you know, it's not enough just to teach them. It's mm-hmm. not enough to make them as best as they can be. But what we're trying to do is get them to that next level so that we can get them to the final 2 years. And the way to do that mm-hmm. is to make them good and to give them that edge so they can get that scholarship, because you know they're going to be competing with people.
They're going to need it.
And especially in the arts where money has been cut back everywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, I love to hear that, hey, we're fighting to get them to that next level.
Right, and the programs we've designed have been very successful. We have one of our summer training programs, the Vocal Institute. We have our former students come back from all over the country, and they stay with their relatives and parents, and we're there for about 3 weeks. And their job is to get the next generation ready and give them the same kind of skill background that they had when they were first here at Shasta College.
And share stories about what it's like in the real world, because once you set stage... step your foot on a stage for a real audition that's not in your hometown,
need to have Linda come in and give a 30-minute
class. This would have been yesteryear. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm the 70s and 80s
girl. Don't listen to that, because I remember her audition for Chicago.
Was that something?
That was awesome.
This is the first time I saw her ever do anything like that, and I just went there and I went, that's my wife.
Jacob, I have to share with you. I had pneumonia. I knew I wanted to audition for this role. So I thought, okay, and then I don't have my dance shoes anymore. So I thought, oh my God, I still have my fishnets. So I was like, oh my God, do I even have trunks? I'm thinking about, you know, the audition. So I throw something together, I makeshift it, you know, wear a white shirt. I am sweating profusely because I literally got out of bed that night. So then I thought, okay, I have no charts. let me sing, let me entertain you. So you were so wonderful to me because I was nervous, sick, and I just loved the audition process. And I'll tell you what, when it came to like the dance, I realized how rusty it had been. You know, you're doing, it was like some Fosse moves. You know, and what did they do? How many? 32 count? I don't know what it was, but thank you so much, but it was great. And this is what I try to encourage people is just get yourself out of bed put on an outfit and go audition.
Make that extra effort.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, you know what? When you say that, Jacob is still here with us, you know, Jacob McDuffie. And when I say still with us, he was in the last in our last half hour talking about students. So obviously you're into the music side of it, too. Is that right, Jacob?
Yes. Well, like I said in the last segment, I really do credit Shasta College with guiding me into this next chapter of my life. And my major is musical theater. So, of course, I study the theater side with Dr. Thorson, but it is just as important to study the music side with Dr. Waterbury. I'm currently in two of her classes, Music Fundamentals and Music Appreciation, and it's unbelievable how much it's teaching me and preparing me to not only, you know, helping me learn and grow, but also preparing me to transfer to a university.
And again, I like how you complete your word.
Oh,
great
diction
at the end.
Acting habit, especially on the microphone.
Well, let me tell you something. Why that is so important. I don't know now. I'm not sure they teach that anymore, because you'll be watching people in a movie, and it's really bad TV. But people in movies where they've got all of this editing stuff, and they don't finish words. Or if they do, that's why when Linda's listening to him, she goes, you know, the 30s movies or the 40s movies.
Oh, don't you love watching those?
You know what? Every word was, and that was the extras. Everybody there was like they're Shakespearean trained or something. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're going to carry a firearm, you need to be trained in it, and not just cursory training. You need solid professional training, and that comes from Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction business in California. Teaches in over 29 counties. It started right here in Shasta County in Redding. Whether it's a CCW class, a tactical carbine class, defensive handgun, they've got them all. They, in fact, just offered, and it's full, but they've got more coming, was a 50-person CCW class for ladies, free. It was underwritten, so that one filled up in a day and a half, but there's many more. Go to readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Shasta Musical Department.
Senior, Kevin Joseph Smith.
Leon Smith, Jr.
Moira Ann Smith.
Monica Rodriguez Smith.
Rosemary A. Smith.
Bonnie Shahade Smithwick.
Rochelle Monique Snell.
Christine Ann Snyder.
Diane Bullis Snyder.
Leonard J. Snyder, Jr.
Astrid Elizabeth Sohan.
Sushelle S. Solanke.
Ruben Solaris.
Naomi Leah Solomon.
Daniel W. Song.
Mari Ray Sapper.
Michael Charles Cerisi.
Fabian Soto.
Timothy Patrick Soulis.
Gregory Thomas Spagnoletti.
Donald F. Spampinato, Jr.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, reminding you about the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride, Sunday, October 1st. All bikes are welcome, and we gather at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo on Twin View Boulevard for opening ceremonies and a great motorcycle ride with lunch. To register for the ride, call 275-7300. If your business would like to sponsor the ride, call the same number, 275-7300. You'll be helping us provide care packages for our troops serving all over the world and helping us provide holiday meals for local military families. Visit rysonline.com and call 275-7300 for Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride. Thank you for your support.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome back. September 11th.
Wow.
16 years ago today, we had the attack in New York. The country is really has never gotten past this, and sometimes we're mired in it, and other times you think we're moving past it, but we haven't. Tonight, never forget, the 16th Annual Candlelight Ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial in the city of Shasta Lake. Starts at 6:30. And I want to talk to you a little bit about a sock hop that's going to be happening this weekend at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. It's to raise money for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Group. They're the ones that put wreaths across America, put the wreaths on all of the tombstones out there and at the cemetery. It also helps support the Veterans Day and Memorial Day ceremonies at Igo Cemetery. Dance of the 50s and 60s, an O-Host Bar by VFW in 1934. Tickets are $12. Silent auctions, raffle items. It's going to be a great day out there. And it helps raise money for a super good cause. That's this Saturday at from 7 to 10 p.m. Okay. We're here with the Shasta Musical Department. I love it.
Dr. Waterbury, welcome back.
Thank you.
So excited. We were talking at the break, and of course, introduce yourself, young man.
Jacob McDuffie. McDuffie Law.
McDuffie. And you are in the second year, in your second class, sophomore?
This is my second year at Shasta College.
Okay.
Yes, third semester.
So a couple things that we wanted to discuss here in the 10 minutes was Dr. Waterbury, we were talking at the break about the fact that in Shasta College, for those people who are thinking maybe in their juniors or seniors in high school and parents are like, wow, is my kid really ready or do we really want to send them off to 4 years at $50,000 a year right away? Or they can go to Shasta College and get doctors that are deeply educated instructors to instruct your child before maybe the junior and senior of another institution at another, what am I trying to say?
Well, I hear you.
University.
When you go to a UC or a CSU, you're likely to be in really large classes that are taught by graduate assistants. And that's okay. But if you need help with something or you don't understand something, you need some one-on-one instruction time, those people are hard to find. And when you do find them, they don't have the full background in the...
You may know more than they do.
That can happen. Yeah. So to be in a small setting with instructors that have a deep and full education is a pretty nice thing. And so our community college offers that.
Well, what we have here is an availability for Jacob here, that if he's at he's learning at the doctoral level,
with you, Dr. Waterbury. And that the fact is that before he would see that in another college, would have to be maybe when he was starting to get close to graduation and at the upper level areas. And what are some of the things that you do to help them get ready to get that edge? Because you were talking about it earlier. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the most important things we do is to help students define more narrowly what it is they want out of music. I mean, music is one of the most diffuse and broad fields that you can be interested in. So when we talk to a student, we interact with them, and we have time to actually sit in the hall and chat, and we find out, well, actually, this person is more interested in recording arts or producing. So that helps us kind of guide that individual through their classes at Shasta College. And in time, he or she can discover more precisely what it is they really want, so they don't, like, waste time figuring out who the heck I am and where am I going with all this. By the time they're done here 3 years or so, they know which college to go to, they know what classes they want to study, they know who they want to study with at the next institution, and if we're lucky and we do a good job, we can actually get them a scholarship.
That's fantastic. Carl?
The thing about I like about it is, you know, Jacob here is a homegrown kid. Comes out of Shasta High School. It hit him when he was a junior.
Yeah.
That he wanted to get into something like this. He's worked backstage and he's worked on stage. He's able to come to a college at Shasta College. He's getting nothing but top flight instruction. And this is what it appears to me, Jacob. You know, you've got Dr. Thorson and you've got, of course, the music department under this wonderful lady who's been in this business for a long time wanting you to succeed. Has it reached everybody yet? How fortunate everybody is?
Yeah, I don't know if it's reached everyone, but it's definitely reached me. You know, like I said before, I do credit Shasta College to guiding me, and this is where I want to go. And like Dr. Waterbury was just saying that, you know, helping students one-on-one discover what they want to do in music, and that's precisely what they did for me.
Where do you want to go?
I'm thinking Chico. I haven't completely made up my mind yet, but I know that I want to major in musical theater.
Are your parents supportive?
My parents are completely supportive.
You know, is Chico got a good program? I mean, obviously you're thinking about it, but mm-hmm. Doctor?
No, they do. Their musical theater program is one of the best in the North area, and you know, like Sacramento North.
You know, this is a tough business.
Yeah.
How old are you?
What was that?
How old are you?
I'm 20. I just turned 20.
This is a tough business. I mean, Dr. Waterbury will tell you, Linda will tell you, anybody that's been in this business, what do you have do you have another line? Are you just going to go straight for this for...
People always say, what's your fallback?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
What's your fallback?
I think about that a lot. And
Pacino and De Niro and all these guys were waiting tables together and living together in New York. I mean, can you imagine that house? But, I mean, these are things that, because it unless you're, you know what, it's almost like, in many cases, like, can you hit that 100-mile-an-hour fastball?
Exactly. You know, I think about that a lot, and people are, oh, what's your fallback plan? And a part of me thinks, you know, you should always kind of know what you're going to do with your life, and if you have a fallback plan, you're already planning failure. So,
I thought the very same thing. You know, there was a time in my life that I thought, well, gee, you know, do I want to be a nurse or do I want to be... I kept thinking, well, I like travel and I like, you know, a lot of things. So, but I just kept my eye on the ball and I went in with everything I had. And believe me, I have the stories of eating soup and peanut butter for 3 weeks and not calling home for money because I had too much pride and went on every audition, every call, every... hours upon hours of waiting in line. So anyway, that's just one little girl's, you know, dream and that kind of thing. And so I love the fact that you're preparing yourself. And here's the thing, is that how big is the ball? I mean, are you thinking I'm going to be a big star on Broadway, or I just really want to know the theater? Because you can always get a job somewhere in a theater, even if it's at a hand or help stage manage or those kinds of things.
Yeah, Linda, that's something I thought about. I've thought about that a lot, actually, and it is terrifying graduating high school, and then you're 18 years old, and you are facing the biggest decision of your life. and you only, you know, you're like, oh, what do I want to do? Do I want to go to this college, this college, this college? And so I've never felt more comfortable than when I decided to head into the music and the theater department at Shasta College. I felt completely confident that they would help me learn and grow and guide me to the next chapter in my life.
Well, Dr. Waterbury, you can't get a better...
You got your back.
Oh, exactly.
There,
Dr. Waterbury, Dr. Thorson, they've been nothing but supportive over...
That's wonderful to hear. There's some good positive energy going on here. Okay. So now, what about your other classes in college?
Other classes? You know, obviously, focusing on my major, I've got music with Dr. Waterbury, and then theater with Dr. Thorson, and then you have all your general education classes you have to take. So,
how are you liking those?
I mean, they're fine. it's necessary, but I can't wait till I can, you know, focus on the, you know, my
get
passion.
Your AA. How far are you away from your AA?
I don't know if I'm going to get my AA.
Okay.
Shasta College has helped me tremendously in getting my general education out of the way, so I can transfer to a university and start my major there.
Thank
you
so much for joining us,
Jacob McDuffie, who is a student and who's on the first steps of his star that we can see him in all these different plays
journey.
And everything. And of course, Dr. Elizabeth Waterbury and Dr. Greg Thorson and Dr. Waterbury, of course, heads up all the music department here. And then Dr. Thorson heads up the theater department. So we got a really well-rounded viewpoint of what's happening out there in the arts and the theater and music here at Shasta College. Hey, tomorrow, he is a doctor, but Douglas Wright, attorney at law, will be here. Wednesday, Chief Peter Hansen, and Thursday, our new chief, Roger Moore, all this week showing up on our show. Okay, everybody, have a great day, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's everybody be good guys out there today.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
President Trump at the Pentagon's 9/11 commemoration.
It was the worst attack on our country since Pearl Harbor. And even worse because this was an attack on civilians.
Somber observances today at Ground Zero in New York, where a bell tolled marking the exact moment of the first plane's impact at the World Trade Center. Also not forgotten today, the heroes of Flight 93.